You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 57 degrees. KSL's top story. UTA needs to get faster, a lot faster. A new legislative audit says UTA needs to speed things up if they want to get more people to ride. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is joining us live with details. Amy?
Jeff, people just aren't riding UTA like they were before the pandemic. And auditors say that's because it's just too undependable and slow. For example, if you want to go from Salt Lake City to Ogden, if you drive on I-15, it's going to take you about 40 minutes. If you take Front Runner, you'll get there 15 minutes later. Senate President Stuart Adams says he wants to see plans for a high-speed train before the 2034 Olympics.
Front Runner is the answer.
And if you're asking why this matters as you are driving on I-15, state auditors say that without improvements to public transit, traffic will continue to worsen. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. If you live in Sandy, your phone might start buzzing tomorrow morning, and it could be loud. In conjunction with the Great Utah Shakeout, Sandy is going to test its emergency communication system. If all works properly, anyone who signed up for messages is going to get a test text. If you want to sign up, here's where you go, sandy.utah.gov/myalerts. Warning here, if you use Botox to smooth out those wrinkles, be aware there's a federal investigation into fake Botox.
The CDC, the FDA, and local health officials jointly investigating counterfeit Botox injections. As of April 15th, 19 people across 9 states have become ill with 9 hospitalizations. Federal health officials say vials of the fake products appear to have been purchased from unlicensed sources, with the likelihood they were misbranded, tampered, contaminated, and are otherwise ineffective and unsafe. Patients are reminded to only get FDA-approved Botox injections from licensed and trained medical professionals in legitimate healthcare settings. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Kids have been winding up in emergency rooms after ODing on melatonin. Now a trade group says manufacturers need to improve their childproof packaging and the warning labels. Dr. Chuck Pruitt with Primary Children's Hospital says it's hard to know how much a child might have taken.
Because it's not regulated by the FDA or other regulatory organizations, this means that the amount of active hormone in a particular dose in a tablet can vary greatly.
The trade group has given melatonin makers 2 years to improve their childproofing and their warning labels. A collective of young musicians from Rose Park are setting a new example for the next generation. They're trying to turn around a rise in juvenile gang-related crime. Yeah.
Their creative collective is called Moon Gang. Founding member Bobby Messina, a.k.a. Bobby B-Mac, are trying to take back the narrative on what inspired gangs in the first place and spin the narrative.
They were created to protect the community, to take care of the community, to provide for the community.
Messina admits some of today's hip-hop glorifies gang violence, so the music they create inspires kids on their block that there's another way.
In our neighborhoods, these kids don't come from money. You know, we come from food stamps. We come from, you know, Boys and Girls Clubs.
Messina believes through their actions and music, they can show it's just as cool to focus that energy on creativity. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The head of Columbia University says it's time to take a tougher stand against anti-Semitism. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Columbia's president on Capitol Hill today to answer questions about anti-Semitic acts on campus.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
She says officials are taking strides to make sure the campus is safe and a welcoming place for everyone. Boeing is in the hot seat today for its airplane safety record. In one hearing, a Boeing engineer telling lawmakers he's witnessed shortcuts in construction that could lead jets to break apart. He also said that when he tried to bring up issues, he wasn't taken seriously.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Boeing has dismissed his claim, saying that the issues have been corrected. President Biden is pledging that U.S. Steel will remain a totally American company. While speaking in Pittsburgh, the president also calling for tripling tariffs on Chinese steel.
These are strategic and targeted actions that are going to protect American workers and ensure fair competition.
President telling steel workers he will work to block a Japanese company from purchasing U.S. steel. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Fast food workers in Taylorsville are getting the credit for helping rescue a homeless and abused four-year-old boy. Employees at the restaurant called police Tuesday to report the four-year-old seemed to be malnourished and distressed. Emergency responders took him and a six-month-old sibling to the hospital. A homeless man dating the children's mother has been booked into jail. KSL News Time 5. Excuse me, getting ahead of myself.
I wish.
3:36. Ricky Meese is here. Nonetheless, it is rush hour.
It is rush hour. We already have delays on I-15 in Salt Lake County. And the wrap-up of a crash at 1300 South and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way next. Pickleball players, I have a proposal. Stay right here.
You know.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.